Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wednesday, but we are going to get away from baseball for just a few moments. Talk a little National Football League.
I like it.
In June.
That sounds about right.
Never a bad time to be talking only National Football League. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, Chargers radio analyst, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris on the SDCC Fan Hotline. Daniel, how are you today?
I'm going great. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, Tony?
We're doing well. We're doing very well.
We're hanging in there. How has the Chargers offseason been up until now? Would you give it a thumbs up?
Yeah, no, I think it's very positive. Having a chance to go up there for one of their final practices and see just the depth that they've been able to develop. You know, I think Tom Telesco's he's really done a nice job of kind of looking at last year and saying, okay, win 12 games, but you don't get where you ultimately want to go. And a couple areas that they had to address, really, the linebacker position. I mean, you win a playoff game with no linebackers is an incredible feat that is. With Gus Bradley, what he was able to do there against Baltimore, it caught up to him against the Patriots. So got a lot of depth at linebacker, and I like the way that some of these young offensive linemen look. We'll give them some depth there as well.
Daniel, I think one of the questions on a lot of Charger fans' mind is how much longer they'll get to watch Philip Rivers at the quarterback position. Well, he doesn't seem to be letting up at all, but how much longer do you think he can keep this up?
Well, you know, look, the way he plays the game, and it's so much of it is from the neck up.
Yeah.
Just so dang smart and how he's able to, he's seen everything. I mean, so there's not a blitz you're going to throw at him. It's not a coverage. You're not going to be able to trap him. He just is so sharp. And I think when you look at the young skill players that they've built up around him, I mean, he's obviously never short on energy, but,
to say the least,
as strong as it's ever been. With this group that he's got a chance to win. So, you know, you go back and look at a period of time where I don't know how long it was, 5 years or so, where the team just that they put on the field wasn't good enough to win. And I think when that's happening, you start to question, okay, how long is Philip going to play? How long would a quarterback want to do this? But he looks like a young 37 around all these kids they've got on offense.
Daniel Jeremiah is with us, calls Charger games on the radio, NFL Network analyst as well, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Yes, obviously that loss to New England left a bad taste. However, I mean, if you're a Charger fan, you have to be thinking at least partly, hey, you know, it was New England that once again went on and won the Super Bowl. So it's not like we are that far away. How far away do you get the feeling that Charger fans think this team is?
I think they think they're pretty close, and you know, and they can make the connection you just made. Okay, it's a 12-win team. You beat Kansas City, who you know, look, had a great shot of beating New England, and then you lose to the team that ultimately won the Super Bowl. But man, having been in that stadium and that game with the Patriots, it was never close.
Yeah.
So I, you know, look, there's still some ground that needed to be made up there, and I think as these young skill position players start to grow, they got a taste of that. In the postseason, I think that's going to help them going forward. And I'm anxious to see if they can get Bosa healthy for 16 games, combined with Ingram, and then you mix in Jerry Tillery, who they just drafted, and they've got the kid out of USC who's really really explosive, and Achenna Nwosu going to his second year. And all I mean, they've got dudes up front. And when I'm looking at teams that have a chance to win the whole thing. I guess, Tony, maybe in baseball you talk about teams up the middle and pitching.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's if you got a quarterback and a pass rush, you got a good shot.
Well, that definitely puts the Chargers right in the thick of things. All right, I'm going to ask you to put your psychic hat on for a second. And in June, late June, who's going to be the most improved team in this season, this 2019 season?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in California. I'm going to go to the 49ers. And really, just piggybacking off what I just said, if those are the two most important areas, which I believe they are, You get Garoppolo healthy, hopefully. That's a big upgrade over what they played with last year at the quarterback position.
Oh, yeah.
Who fits beautifully into Shanahan's
team. C.J. Beathard is really sorry to hear you say that, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but hey. But great football family, though.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's
football
right.
Football family.
Yes.
But when then you go out and you trade for Dee Ford and you draft Nick Bosa to go along with DeForest Buckner, and hopefully they get something out of Solomon Thomas, but that's a lot of talent in their defensive line. So you've got better at the two most important spots. And, you know, this offseason and talking to different coaches around the league, it's weird because, you know, the Niners haven't won anything. They haven't won many games with Shanahan. But you will not find a more respected play caller. And I guess you maybe say McVay, but Kyle Shanahan and him and McVay are, you know, former partners there. His reputation is sterling. And there's a lot of belief around the league that that's a team to watch.
They do love Kyle Shanahan. Right? I mean, we were talking about that last year as they were losing game after game after game after game. All these coaches have their jobs in jeopardy except Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
He was like,
no, he's fine. He's good.
Right. He's excellent. He's doing an excellent job. Daniel Jeremiah is with us. The Bears, I thought, were a big shock last year. They made a huge jump all the way up to 12-4. Obviously, the Rams, the Saints looked like they were coming. The NFC East is wide open. Is there, besides the 49ers, is there another Bears out there? And then in the AFC, I mean, would it be smart to make a bet and say, I'll just take the Patriots and give you the rest of the teams?
The field.
Because I know it would seem smart to take the field, right? But my goodness, the Patriots do this every single time. So it's hard to fall in love with anyone else.
Yeah, death taxes, 12 wins for the Patriots. They're at minimum, they're going to be in the conference championship game. They've proven that.
Yeah.
They win that division each and every year. So it's hard not to just spot them, those two right there. They're going to start the season as division champs, and then they're in the AFC championship game. And usually, more times than not, it wasn't last year, but they're playing that at home. So, yeah, I would still, if you gave me the option, I'd take the Patriots. You'll let everybody else have the field. If you're looking for a team like that's a good call on the Bears. Like, who could make that type of a leap? Look, Cleveland has tremendous talent. I mean, they have built a lot of talent there. John Dorsey's accumulated. Now, the question is, how does that talent turn into a team? Those are two different deals. But just talent-wise, yeah, they have a lot of dudes there.
Yeah, Kitchens and Dorsey has their hands full trying to mold what you called a team. Because they certainly have the talent. Daniel, I got to ask you one question before we let you get out of here. Your name was mentioned in that GM for a GM position for the Jets there before Joe Douglas was hired. Is that something that is even of interest to you? Is that a goal of yours?
You know what? Truthfully, I'm so happy doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm having so much fun. And, you know, I don't know that I see those two home runs today by Reyes if I'm having to worry about the Jets.
That's very true.
Try and win some football games. So I like the balance in life that I have right now. I'm not saying never. Maybe there's a time, but the time's not right now. My kids are in high school and doing great. And you know, the Padres are watchable. So, I mean, what more do you want?
It's got to feel like an honor, though, to be considered for a general manager position in the NFL, even if it was just the Jets.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just kidding, obviously.
That's great. It always is. It's good that, you know, that you got some people out there that think highly of you. And to be honest with you, if one of my, you know, three best friends on planet Earth got the job. So Joe Douglas is somebody that I've been friends with for 15 plus years. We worked together in Baltimore. So they're in great hands, and I'm excited for him to get that opportunity. So all is well that ends well there. We just need to make sure that Tatis doesn't go back on the injured list, and we'll all have a merry summer.
We won't let him. We won't let him. All right. Daniel loves
How fun is that guy, by the way, real quick?
He is, I mean, we talk about it all the time. He is contagious. Like, that whole team just feeds off him. And he's going to be special, man. San Diego's got a good one on their hands. I don't know if we've ever had a player this exciting in a very, very long time.
Oh.
Not this young.
No,
this
we've
exciting.
Got my kids. There's young kids. I'm telling you, this is not an exaggeration. There's young kids. I've got two boys in my house that have not given a flip about baseball in a very long time. That have their Tatis jerseys, and if he's up to bat, they're not moving.
You know what's funny is that's the most sold jersey at the stadium. Like, there's no more Tatis Jr. jerseys at the store where there wasn't when last homestand. That's how popular that guy is.
Fun.
Yeah.
No,
well, we said it from the second game of the season on. this is a Padre team that makes it difficult to get up and go buy a hot dog.
Yeah.
Because they have guys you actually want to watch. So
Chris, you remember, like, I mean, look, I'm not telling Tony that he doesn't know. Chris, you remember, like, growing up as somebody in San Diego, even when the Padres were bad, we always had Tony. We could go watch Tony, and that was, as a kid growing up, that was worth the price of admission. And then when the Chargers were bad, you go watch Junior.
Right.
Like, in San Diego, we want winners, yeah, but just give us something. And now the Padres have something.
We're a relatively easy fan base to please, right? And just give us something to watch.
Yes.
Unless you get swept in Pittsburgh, then the people get angry.
Oh, that was rough.
That was rough. All right.
Thank you, Daniel, for your
time.
Daniel,
thanks for everything, man. Appreciate it. Have a great year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.